The deadline to register to vote in Pennsylvania for the upcoming midterm election is October 9th, and many places in Philadelphia are actively encouraging people to register, including museums and art galleries. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us of an art exhibit opening today, which urges visitors to get politically active.
It's not enough to register to vote. You need to urge your friends to register to vote. That's the message of To the Polls. It's an exhibition of 10 large-scale paintings, each exactly 8 foot square.
They're that size and square so that they're perfect for Instagram and they're perfect to take selfies in front of.
That is Conrad Benner. He's the curator of the show and founder of streetsdepartment.com. It's a popular blog about street art.
You know, in the 21st century, the public space is Instagram, and so it's my goal that the people who come out here take a bunch of Instagram photos and share it on their social media networks.
With the support of Mural Arts Philadelphia, Benner rallied 10 artists to create these selfie-ready pieces. They do not advocate for any one candidate or party, rather, for the importance of voting itself. People will be able to register to vote right there in the gallery. Artist Nyel Livingston contributed a recreation of a 19th century painting called The County Election by George Bingham. That depicts a crowd gathered outside a building to cast their votes, and everyone in the crowd is white and male. But in Livingston's version, the crowd is entirely African-American figures from throughout American history.
You might see, for example, the portrait of Obama. You might see Ruby Bridges from Norman Rockwell. So there's iconic work and then lesser known work.
To the Polls will be on display for 1 week only at 448 North 10th Street near Spring Garden. And like voting, it's free. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.